Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today on April Fool's Day, but we're going to give you the facts. We're going to give you the real things. I don't think angels know what April Fools mean. Anyhow, let's go to talking about the angels. They are messengers. They are there for your life's purpose. They are here to help you in anything you need, offer you support, and you can call in today. Benny, do you have the number they can call in so they can get their angel name?
Sure, would love to do that. And yes, this is no fool's joke on anyone. Sue Storm is here, the angel lady. She's opening the phone lines for the next hour for mini angel readings, and this is your opportunity to get in. So no April Fools here. This is real stuff. And the number is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
I'm going to have to tell you all a secret because this is the April Fool's joke on my mother. My due date many years ago was April 1st. I was due on April 1st. They were all prepared, and I really fooled them. I came 2 weeks later, so... Now I'm an income tax baby. Now I'm an April 15th. I don't know if you knew that I fooled my mom.
Yeah, I don't think I knew that. And for everyone that needs to know, the taxes have been extended for another month, so it goes to May. So
I know.
Yeah,
see,
right?
It's not any fun anymore,
right?
Because I can't say I'm an income tax baby and everybody says, oh, yeah, I know that date now.
Well, it's just this one year in particular because, you know, this whole pandemic, you know.
Oh,
yeah,
my
so
gosh,
everyone's got to get their finances in order.
Upsets everything.
I know.
I would be happy to tell you mine are done.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm about done. This year was a little bit slow. I'm also waiting for a few other reports to come in from my finance advisor, you know, financial advisor. So we're doing what we can, and I know a lot of people are kind of in the same boat. So,
Right.
And if you want some angels to help you through your finances or your life, this is the time to do it, right, Sue? To
maybe
call
we
in.
Should talk about who those angels would be. That
I'm
would
always
be
down.
Fun.
Sure,
okay.
I'm down for it. 800-930-2819 is the number again, too, if you want to join the show.
Okay. So actually, we have Walter, who's the angel of banking.
Okay.
You wouldn't believe I have that. And then we have Jeremiah, who's the angel of finances. So we have that. So we have, let me see, who else? And nobody's raising their hand. I guess they're running the other way. Okay.
Or they're busy looking down doing their math for their finances.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. I think they do math. All right. So we're going to talk a little bit about angels, how they can help you, what support you can get, what little remedies you can use. We can talk about my angel first aid books. Angel First Aid RX for Miracles is on Amazon.com right now. Get the second edition. It's a pretty pink cover, and Benny and Dr. Pat are both in that book. So that would be great, and it's also on Kindle. And they have it on the Kindle Free right now, where anybody who has that Kindle service can get it at no charge. I don't know if you knew that, Benny.
I did not. That's a pretty cool thing.
It is, yeah. Yes. So that's all exciting. Okay, I understand we have a caller, so should we just start there?
Sure, we will. And let's go and give out the number again. It's for the next, less than an hour now, but we're getting in there. 800-930-2819. And our first caller is Dennis, and he's calling in from, Montana still. Is that right, Dennis?
No, Mukilteo, Washington.
Oh, Mukilteo, you moved. Congratulations, and welcome back.
Yeah.
Hi, Dennis. How can your angels help you? What would you like to know?
Yeah, fine. Financial, that one, and find somebody in my life. too.
Oh, those are big orders.
Those
tall
are.
Orders. Okay. All right. Well, I'll give you the names. Have you ever gotten the names of your personal angels? Have we ever done that?
No.
No? Okay. All right. So you have Gabriel, who's the angel of messages and communication. And then you have Sarah, who's the angel of harmony. And then you have Timothy, who's the angel of good fortune. So there's a good angel to talk to. Maybe he's one for the taxes as well. But you can talk to Timothy and ask him for help. And as far as finding someone in your life, Terina, T-E-R-I-N-A, is the angel of attraction. She's the angel that helps you find someone in your life. So my angels are sending you blessings. And is there anything else that we can help you with? Or
that is it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. So good luck to you. Many blessings coming your way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Dennis, for joining the show, and a happy Easter to you as well. Maybe there might be a little friendly Easter bunny around his way. You never know. I mean, you know, you might be out looking for some eggs or something like that. That's, you got to be open-minded, though, and you're all about that, Sue, on keeping the fresh mind awake, positive, and having your angels by you.
Okay.
Right? Yep. Okay.
Are we ready to move on, Penny?
We can. And there are open lines here at the studio. It's 800-930-2819 if you'd like to join us.
You know, it would be a great Easter present for a friend or for a family member if you want to call in and ask for their angel names. We can do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We will do that. We will help them. We will help you. So what my angels told me to do today is talk about some of the remedies that are in the books and that I use and that are really helpful to you. And one of them is dollar signs, where you just take your finger and put it out in front of you, your index finger, and just start drawing dollar signs. Maybe our last caller might want to do that.
That would be Dennis. Yep. Good idea,
yeah.
Dennis. Uh-huh.
Right. And then also expanding hearts. He could do that too. Both of them are fit with what he is calling about. So with the expanding hearts, your same finger in front of you, and you just start at the bottom of the heart and go up the left and over the loop and then down the next loop. And you can make small hearts and big hearts. And so if you want to bring more love into your life, do expanding hearts. And if you need more money, do dollar sign. And dollar sign works really well. It seems like a silly, simple little thing, but it's just amazing. And I have a story to tell you. This is a story about a lady from Chicago who called me and said, I can't pay my rent. I need $854, and I don't have the money, and I can't pay the rent. What can I do? So I told her about dollar signs. I told her about the affirmation, I am a mighty money magnet. And I told her who her angels were. And she called me the next day and said that at midnight, just, I don't know if you've heard this story, Benny, either. At midnight, she got this voice in her head that said, go to Jewel. That's the grocery store we have in Chicago. And get some milk. And at midnight, you know, she didn't live in that great a neighborhood, but she listened to the voice, and she went. And very few people were there at midnight, so it was very open. And she looks down, and here is a hair tie that women use for ponytails, and in it, in cash, was $854.
What?
Isn't this crazy?
That's wild.
That's wild. So some angel actually counted it out. I guess they can do math.
Yeah, apparently.
Because it's an odd number, too. So ask your angels for miracles. I tell everybody to be on Miracle Watch. Wake up in the morning and you ask for miracles. Little miracles are wonderful. Notice the little miracles and then go on to the larger miracles because they happen. And I have a lady who set up a website. I don't know exactly which one it is yet, but and she just wants people to email or to give her information on their miracles, because miracles are happening all the time.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's a great story. Yeah, and I know, I mean, we've told mine a bunch of times on the air as far as how I received a little more, I guess, financial bountifulness in my life, you know, so to speak. Gosh, it was like in 2004-5, that's when I was like really kind of starting to get a little more, you know, into the career line, so to speak. It wasn't so much part-time stuff. It was becoming more of a full-time position here. And actually another job, I actually had to let another one go in order to kind of, you know, pursue my dream. And we had spoken on the air about, you know, drawing the dollar signs. And I was a little skeptical at first only because I'm like, you're right, it's a little kind of like silly to put them up there. And then I kind of thought to myself, well, why I could start a little smaller. So I started doing like cent signs. And lo and behold, I started doing a little bit each day. And I picked up a show, and then I picked up another couple shows. And then a couple weeks later, I got another show here. And it just all of a sudden steamed. I'm like, this can't be true. This can't be right. So then I switched over to the actual dollar sign just on one finger. And then, of course, we addressed it on the air with Dr. Pat. I know she probably remembers as well. And then we kind of had this wild idea, like, because, you know, a lot of people like to, you know, go exponentially larger. So I'm like, well, you got five fingers, obviously, on one hand. Why don't we just, you know, make it five times as much? And sure enough, I started doing that. Within a couple months, I had enough money to get my first motorcycle. And it was,
I remember that. That's yeah. exciting.
And it was absolutely my dream. I'd saved up and I'd been working really hard and just stuff started formulating. So folks, you got to give it a try. You got to give it a shot.
You know, it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. And are we near a break time or should I give one more remedy?
Go for it. Yeah, go for it. We can
okay,
do that.
Okay,
sure.
So I'm going to give you another simple remedy that happened. I'm able to take my energy and move it up to the angelic realm so I can go up there and visit. And one time when I was up there, I asked them, why do miracles happen up here so often and they don't happen on Earth so often? And the answer was that the molecules move faster up here. So if you have something you want in your life, if you want to sell your house, if you want to find your soulmate, if you want to bring in a certain amount of cash or get a promotion, this is what you do. You say, angels, make the molecules move faster to bring me, and in those exact words, and then what you want in a very simple way. You don't go into a lot of detail. To bring me the position I'm looking for, to bring me the house that I've been searching for. Just a few words. But it's angels make the molecules move faster. And you'd be surprised how that really works.
Awesome.
So I got some other remedies up my sleeve.
Okay.
Let's do our break, and then I'll come back with more remedies.
Yeah, sounds like a plan, Sue. And you are listening to the Dr. Pat Show being brought to you by the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Of course, we have Sue Storm filling in today, the angel lady. And she's handing out mini angel readings for the show today. And this isn't a fool's joke. She is live right now on the air. And if you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you. 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. We'll be right back with more from Sue Storm, the Angel Lady.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What?
Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Gen Ripa, visit Thriveology.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Angel Lady, Sue Storm, sitting in for Dr. Pat today, who's off on April Fool's Day. I wonder where she went. Did she fly off? I don't know.
She could be performing some pranks of her own. You never know.
She could. She's got that kind of personality.
Yeah, she does, most definitely.
She likes to have fun. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And if you'd like to join us here on the show, it's 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and free mini readings.
So today, until we get our callers, then you can call in and get the names of your angels. If you have someone you'd like angel names for, we can do that as well. And get a little mini reading. That's perfectly okay with me. It would be wonderful. And your angels are all ready. They're on tap here. They're all ready. So I wanted to talk to you about a couple more remedies, because I realize that people who listen to the show later or go to the archives, it's really beneficial for them to hear some of the remedies. One of them is, if something has been taken away from you, if for some reason due to COVID or for any reason, you've either been downsized, you've lost your job, you didn't get as much income, something happened like that, for some reason that things are a little, like, shall we say, tougher right now because there isn't as much, mm-hmm. or even earlier in your life, if you've lost money or something has happened that has been taken away from you, this is what you do. You say, I invoke the law of restoration. That which has been taken from me will be restored tenfold. I'm going to go through it one more time. I invoke the law of restoration. That which has been taken from me will be restored tenfold. So I'm going to tell you a story of a young lady who worked at a library, mm-hmm. and during the COVID, of course, they were closed. And then at some point, their salary or their bonus or whatever you call it is based on their initiative, you know, going out and learning new things, going to conferences, promoting the library. And because the library was closed, they could not do that. Mm-hmm. And the community that they lived in wouldn't give them their raise. Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
They got part of it, I guess, the cost of living raise.
Sure.
They didn't get any of their initiative raise, and there was nothing they could do about it, mm-hmm. but they didn't get it. So one lady came to me, and she was quite upset, and I was upset with her. I said to her, well, try this. Try I invoke the law of restoration. That which has been taken from me will be restored tenfold. And it's not something you have to say over and over again. Maybe say it two or three times, and then you just let it go, and it starts to work.
Mm-hmm.
And she did. And a few months later, I get a phone call. I love these phone calls. She went out to her mailbox, and there was a check for $10,000.
Wow.
Isn't this crazy?
So cool.
And it came from some strange situation. Some family member, just a distant family member. I don't even think it was a family member. It was just somebody who knew her, who had gotten some extra money and decided to send her some, as well as a few other people.
Oh, that's super cool. So, yeah, it's in my neighborhood with the library system, of course, in King County out here in the Seattle area. It is difficult because I know that was a fun thing I did with my boys. You know, if it was a nice day out, all three of us would walk up to the library and check out our books and, you know, kind of walk around. I mean, it's just an awesome thing. And I'm a really big proponent of still reading tangible things. And, you know, there's so much online. So, I mean, it's not going to go away, but they have enough of that already. But it's just to kind of break them out of their little situation. And, you know, when the pandemic hit and the, you know, coronavirus and so forth like that, you know, we unfortunately lost the ability to go to the library. But I do give credit to King County and the library system. They did an amazing job of doing things more online, on getting online copies of things, and so you could so you could still check them out, and the due dates were, you know, kind of subsided a little bit, and of course if things were overdue, they kind of, you know, there were situations on per accounts, but they still made it available, and then as of recently, now they're doing curbside services, which is really cool. So you don't have to get out. They have your books ready. So they have a few people still on staff on per locations, and they're now back, kind of getting back into the swing of things. So it's always cool that we need to support those institutions.
I love libraries.
Sure.
I am going to tell everybody a secret, because I am old enough that in the summer, would go to a bookmobile. Do you even know that they had bookmobiles?
We have actually a couple in the area, and they are with the King County Library System, too. And then there's some other little minor ones with some other institutions as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I lived in Michigan in kind of an outskirts area, and the bookmobile would come in the summer. Oh, gosh, I couldn't wait. I loved that. And libraries are nice, but bookmobiles are great.
I think they're cool.
They're so much fun.
I know. And then now, I mean, even just whether it's a mobile or, I don't know if you've walked around some neighborhoods, people put up the little, like, free book. There's a name for it. But they're like little houses. It's like, looks like a mailbox. But they're designed for library books and books, so people can borrow and then replace if they have something. Like, it's an honest system that goes on, and it's really good. We've walked around in a couple neighborhoods, and it's got a little door on it. You open it up, and there's books from all different ages or whatever, and you get to choose, and you bring it back when you're done with it. I know now, you know, we all obviously want to sanitize and be clean, so it might be a little bit more tricky these days, but, you know, there could be warnings on those boxes and so forth, but it's also something nice to do for the neighborhood as well, rather than being mobile.
All right. Are we ready for a commercial? Are we ready for another remedy?
We actually have a caller coming
in.
So
wonderful.
Let's do this. Let's just go direct live on the air. Of course, you reached the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady's filling in. Hi, you're live on the air. Who is this?
This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. Welcome to the show.
Hi. What's that?
I said welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I just had a question for the angel lady.
Great. She's there.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. What can we help you with?
I have three daughters, and one of my daughters, I just have been a little bit concerned, as I'm kind of really interested in a lot of these conspiracy theories of stuff that are kind of way, way out there right now, and she seems really good to me and everything, and you know, as a mother and with her kids and all of that stuff. But I'm a little bit concerned because her beliefs are very, very, very much out there. And if they don't, you know, come true or anything, I'm just worried how she's going to handle it. So I just didn't know if there's any tips or anything as her mother that you could see that might help with the situation with.
Okay. So what I'm thinking of is we need like an angel of wisdom and an angel of stability. Oh, here's one. I was waiting for somebody to raise their hand. So Jacob, who's the angel of education, And that usually is for a school teacher or something. But he says that he can help educate her in the right information so that when she's looking for a resource, she finds the right resource. And Lucian, L-U-C-I-A-N, is the angel of resources. So why don't you work with Lucian? And Gabriel is the angel for messages. Yeah, let's just ask those angels to form a team and help her get the right messages. She's just looking in the wrong places for the messages that she's getting.
Yes.
Yeah, and the other angel that is helping out is Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N. And Eileen's the angel of happiness. And it seems like if your daughter had more happiness in her life, she wouldn't get so caught up in the conspiracy theories, I think.
That could be. I know she seems good to me, but there's got to be something going on. I feel to be so captured and into it. I know. So.
Well, you know, and she has to put time and energy into finding it, figuring it out.
Right.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying it. We got to give her, turn her head into something positive, I guess. Caroline is the angel of positive thinking, so that would be a help as well. Do you have your angels? Would you like your guardian angels?
I think I know you've given them to me before. I don't remember all of them, but yes, I know you have.
Well, let me give you the ones that are around you right now. Okay, so you have Timothy, that angel of good fortune, and you have you actually have Caroline, the angel of positive thinking. Do you remember anything about the angels I gave you, what they did, or anything about them?
I don't. I remember, because it was a long time ago that I talked with you, but I did really like what, you know, you had to say and everything and what and who my angels were and everything, so
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and Gabriel is the angel of messages and communication. They don't give them to me a second time, so that's why I always say, yeah. If I was making this up, I could just make it up. But they will only give me someone's angels once. And then,
okay, that's
and
the, good.
And then
know.
I
yeah,
have
no,
to say, write it down, record it, do whatever you need to do, because I'm not going to get it a second time.
I see what you're saying. Okay, yes.
Okay, I have
one
more.
That.
The next remedy that I was going to talk about, I'm going to just tell you, because it's a versatile remedy. You can use it for anything. It's called the Power of Eight. And if you have a situation that you want to fix or help, you can, in this case, where you can see visualize your daughter standing in front of you or visualize her around you somewhere, and then just draw an eight. Just start and draw eight. Draw about six eights. And then use your hand and draw the infinity sign. That's an eight on its side. And do that about four times. And it's amazing. I've just learned that recently. I mean, it's in my books, but I just learned that it can be used for other things than health. In the books, we were using it, like if you have a sore knee and you just draw an eight on it and it'll get better. But I found that it works in multiple ways to make things move faster. And just, I'm impressed with how well it works. So do the power of eight.
I'll remember that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a power of eight groups of women that I have in my prayer group that we meet. We meet once a week to pray for people. So.
Oh, good. Well, put some eights on them.
Yeah. Good idea. I will do that. I love that.
Okay. And lots of prayers from your angels. So when you're in your prayer, you know, when you're praying for people, call your angels in. Do you do that?
Yes, I do try to protect everything, and yes.
Okay.
And I will try to always remember. I don't always remember, but, you know I need to.
They're telling me they're going to remind you. You're going to get a little tap on the shoulder.
I love it, because I'm doing it tonight. Tonight, every Thursday night's when we do it, so that's perfect.
Oh, okay, good. All right. Well, thank you for calling. I'm glad we could help.
Yeah, thank you. Nice to. I'm going to look for your new book, too.
Yeah, Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, and then just make sure you get the second edition.
Yes.
Because I rewrote it.
I'm going to do that.
Okay, it's on Amazon.
You'll
love it. It's beautiful. They did such a nice job. It's beautiful.
Yeah, they certainly did. And those outlets, you can get them, you said Amazon, where? A couple other places, you said?
Yeah, that's going to be my ebook, and that's...
Yes,
that's,
okay.
Yeah, you can get... I have another book that's Angel First Aid, Rx for Excellence, that we just sold to some
Perfect.
Other distributors. So.
Perfect. Well, sounds like
you And we can talk about that next show, because
yeah.
I don't know exactly how close they are to getting that out there.
You're on the up and up.
You're getting a scoop.
Insights. I like that. 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's opened up the phone lines, or already has, I should say, and doing mini angel readings here on the Dr. Pat Show, being brought to you by the Transformation Talk Radio Network. We are at another break at the moment, and we'll be right back with more from Sue Storm, the Angel Lady.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Angel Lady, Sue Storm. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today, and we've got an action-packed show. We're talking about remedies. We're talking about angels. We're talking about angel first aid books and all the good things. Maybe I'll just tell you how you can get a hold of me if you'd like, or check me out. It's theangellady.net, T-H-E-A-N-G-E-L-L-A-D-Y.net. That's the website. And if you're looking for that new book that has Benny and Dr. Pat in it, Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, second edition, you can get it off my website. It's right on the homepage. There's a link to Amazon. So that you, and the Amazon published it, so Amazon also is promoting it, and they haven't opened the book. And that's exciting. Even if you didn't purchase the book, you can go and go to the open the book, and you can see the glossary of angels and some of the remedies and a little bit about me. So it'd be an interesting experience just to do that. And if you want to reach me for a real angel consultation and get the Dr. Pat special, which is two half-hour sessions with me for the price of one, the number is 800-323-1790. That's 800-323-1790. And if you have a session with your angels and you get two sessions, you're going to be energized. You're going to have answers to your questions. And your life's just going to improve. No two ways about it. Well, I know we've got callers, and I'm excited about that, Benny. So let's go right there.
Yeah, let's do it. And also, let's give out the number, too, if you just tune in. It is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's taking on-air mini angel readings for you right now. 800-930-2819 is the number. So get in. And a couple people have done that already. And we'll take now Mandy calling in from the Edmonds area. Hi, Mandy.
Hi, Benny. Hi, Sue. Nice to talk to you.
Great. You know, the minute I heard your voice, the angel started skipping around. So you must have a lot of angel connections there. They're happy to talk to you.
Well, great, because I love talking to them, but I would love to hear back from them.
Okay. We can talk about that. First, let me ask you, are you calling for your angel name?
Actually, I was calling for somebody else.
Oh, okay. Give me the name.
I'm calling for my Aunt Joanne in Florida, and
okay.
She has had a series of incidents with her back, and she's having severe back problems, and I was wondering if the angels had some messages for her to help her out, and what angels are working with her now.
Okay, and also, if you wanted to do the Dr. Pat special, I could really get in there and do some healing. And, you know, I'd need more information, but we could do that if you want to make that phone call to the 800 number. All right. So, you know, it just feels like she's out of balance. That's kind of what I'm seeing. So Robert is the angel of balance to help her. And what else does she need? She needs Raphael, the angel of healing, and Peter, the angel of good health, and she needs me. So I got some good techniques that I do long distance. So we'll get her turned around. Her polarity's off. I can see a lot of things that can be improved, frankly. So
okay, What do you mean out of balance? What's out of balance?
I mean her energy fields are out of balance. They, you know, I kind of look at them. This would be interesting for people listening, too. I look at boxes over a person's head, and they're rectangles. And one is for physical, one is for mental, one is for emotional, and one is for spiritual. And I see if those boxes are aligned or if they're not aligned, then and one's to the side or the other side, then I know kind of what's wrong, and I can just balance them up. I can, you know, sometimes just line them back up. So
excellent. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Let me give you her angel names, though. Let's do that, because I gave you other angels. I didn't give. So she has Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, who's the angel of prosperity and spirituality. And then she has, two archangels. She has Gabriel, the angel of communication, arts, and invention. And let's see who else. Rachel, the angel of inspiration. Those are
beautiful.
Her angels that are with her all the time.
Beautiful. Okay. Thank you. Do the angels have any messages for me before we go?
Give me your name one more time.
Mandy.
Okay. Usually, sometimes if I hear the name, I get the message. You know, they just said, you go, girl. You've got so much on your plate. You've got so much to do. You have so many ideas, so many activities. They're talking fast. And so much, they're going to give you the power, the strength, the energy to just do what you need to do because you're a good representative of them.
Oh, how beautiful and lovely. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being so beautiful and lovely. Okay. I'm glad
okay,
you called.
Take care and have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mandy, for joining us from the Edmonds area. 800-930-2819 is the number for the show. If you want your mini angel reading from Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, 800-930-2819. We're at our last break of the hour. We'll go and take that now, and we have another caller waiting for us. Cynthia, we'll be right with you after the break, and we'll be right back with more from Sue Storm, the Angel Lady.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Velara Company. I've been using the Velara Company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat, and we are talking angels. We're talking how they can help you, little remedies. We're talking about my angel book. And you will love the angel first aid books. I mean, there's a whole series of them. The last one, the easiest one to get, is on Amazon. Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, and second edition. It's beautiful. In fact, one lady called me and said, I felt like I was petting my cat because they made the cover so much like satin. and she was just petting the cover. I'm telling you, Amazon did a wonderful job. You'll love that book. Plus, what's in it? Benny's in it, Dr. Pat's in it, and all my remedies, and all the angels, and the glossary of angels. Mm-hmm. So it's well worth it. And it's only $15.95. It's not a huge expense either. Okay, so we have a caller. I'm excited. Who do we have now?
We do. We'll take Cynthia calling in from the Issaquah area. If you're in the outlying areas, it's just outside of the Seattle area, east of Seattle. So, Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Sue. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for taking my call, Benny. So I wanted to see if what angels might be around me now and if they have any advice as far as for a job. I'm thinking maybe I should move to Maryland or Florida.
Move away, move your home, or move to a different job?
No, move permanently to look for another job. I'm looking for a job now. I can't find a job in the Seattle area. I'm in a job now, but I'm looking for a job.
So, and why Florida? Why'd you pick Florida?
'Cause I have a girlfriend there.
Oh, okay. You know, the when I was just listening, I heard a real loud go. I heard a chorus say, go to Florida. It's awful hot in the winter, in the summer. I mean, in the winter it's nice. In the summer it's awful hot. But is it southern Florida?
It's near West Palm Beach.
Ah, beautiful. But I spent the summer down there in Boynton Beach, which is really close. And anyway, other than that, I heard go. So I'm going to tell you what
you
my angel said. Yeah. You need
they
to get away from where you are, too. You need to get new memories, new thoughts. You need to get away from where you are.
Does it say anything about Maryland?
They're saying that would be okay, too. You have a friend there, or what would make that?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I have a friend there.
Sounds like you're traveling to the East Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
well, either one. It's a toss-up. They're giving you a choice.
Okay, so either one would work.
Which friend
out.
Do you like the best? I'm teasing you. But I'm thinking that probably you get paid more in Maryland, although the cost of living is higher, and they don't pay very well in Florida. So I guess there's other things that you have to take into consideration. If you want to talk to me further about it off-air, we can do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Do I have any angels that are coming up to help me right now?
Yeah, you need support angels. Solomon is the angel of emotional support and safety, and that one's a good one. And then Serena, the angel of nurturing and support.
Serena.
You need a career angel, though? Corey is the angel of careers. He just popped up.
So Solomon, Serena, and Corey.
You got your team. And you know what? Pick up your spirits. Angels raise my vibrations an octave. You know, if you're in the law of attraction, you've got to get your spirits and your vibrations up so good things happen.
Mm.
Go on Miracle Watch. Get up every morning and talk about miracles. Think about miracles. We'll get you going. Okay?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, take care.
All right. Thank you, Sue.
Yep.
Yeah,
bye.
Thanks, Cynthia, for joining the show. 800-930-2819. We have about 5 minutes left in the show, people, so you got to get in now for your free mini angel reading from Sue.
Okay. So I got 5 minutes to give them remedies, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Go for it.
All right. Let's go for that. Okay. So we talked about the power of eight. The other thing I want to talk about is colors. And I've been hearing from the angels that if you've been stuck in with COVID and or just been, you know, stuck in period, wear more colors, do things more with flowers, bring flowers into the house, colors. Colors are really important because every color has a vibration. And so you can use the colors to raise your vibration. Pink is creativity. Orange is manifesting. Yellow is for the mental, for your mind. And so they're talking about an array of colors for each of you. That's one thing. And then they're also talking about being just more peaceful. And one of the things you can do is you can just breathe in enlightened peace. That's different than just peace. It's enlightened peace. And just bring that in and feel that running through your body. If you're dealing with some old wounds and hurts and you want that to turn around, lavender is the color that heals old wounds and hurts. So you can think of your body being filled with lavender. It's a great way to heal. And everything is, angels are talking to me too fast. Everything is in the law of attraction. And in order for the law of attraction to work for you, it's very important that you keep your vibrations up. So keep yourself positive. Do the angels raise my vibrations an octave? Do that a couple times a day. And wiggle. You'll be surprised that actually, I'm doing it right now, actually wiggling will get your energy moving, get you motivated. I just got a list of remedies. Not sure which other one to give you, except that the vibration of joy is 540. So if you can just think about 540, think about that in your body. You can write the numbers on your body, on your chest, write 540. Get into joy. If you can get into joy, you can raise your bliss tolerance. That's another one. Angels, raise my bliss tolerance. We get so caught up in what's going on in our life, we forget to do all the exciting things that are out there that are possible to raise our vibrations, bring in more income, bring in more joy, and then as we have it, it radiates out to others. So you're doing your share to make it radiate out to others. So I'm going to tell you a little bit more about how to reach me. My website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. My 800 number, if you want a consultation or if you just want to talk to me, 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790. You can talk to me about the books. You can call about to schedule your angel reading. You can take advantage of the Dr. Pat special, which is you pay for one half hour, and the next one is at no charge. And you can just talk to your angels. If you have questions that are inside of you that you've been wondering about your whole life, who better to answer them than the angels? Ask us. We know. We can do it. We can help. And I just thinking that that's a very strong possibility, because I'm hearing from my angels that there are people out there that are just looking for some answers, and we've got them. This is a time where you can be joyful, where you can be happy, where you can be, vibrant? Yeah, here's another remedy, Vitality Plus. You put your non-dominant hand on your throat, and your other arm goes down to your side, so the fingers are pointing at the floor, and you just start circling your hand clockwise, your wrist, your fingers clockwise. You do it about 40 times, and it helps with prosperity. It pumps you up. It pumps you up for prosperity. It helps your metabolism. If you have a weight problem or you just would like to lose a few pounds, try Vitality. Vitality Plus. It works.
It certainly does.
So many remedies.
I know, right? And thank you, Sue, so much for stopping by the show today and handing out some free mini angel readings for all of our listeners and viewers, too. We had a couple pop in as well. 800-930-2819 is the number for the next time Sue is on the show. And that's theangellady.net for information about Sue. Sue, it was a pleasure and a happy Easter to you, by the way.
Thank you.
Have a good day, everybody.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers. and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.